From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of information from the Democratic National Committee during the presidential campaign recently. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper was among the officials who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Russia has clearly assumed an even more aggressive cyber posture by increasing cyber espionage operations, leaking data stolen from these operations, and targeting critical infrastructure systems.
The nation's top intelligence officials called Russian cyber attacks a major threat to American national interests. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a bipartisan measure rejecting the United Nations Security Council vote, criticizing Israeli settlements on territory claimed by Palestinians.
On this vote, the yeas are 235, the nays are 188. The previous question is ordered.
That non-binding measure declares support for Israel and insists that the United States oppose any future measures by the United Nations that are, quote, one-sided and anti-Israel. Representative Barbara Lee spoke against the bill.
This resolution is deeply flawed because it does not accurately portray U.S. policy on Israeli settlements. What's worse, this resolution completely mischaracterizes the United Nations Security Council resolution and the United States abstention vote.
The Obama administration abstained from the annual vote in the council condemning Israel for building settlements in territory claimed by Palestinians. The U.S. move enabled the declaration to pass. Authorities say suspected Kurdish militants set off a car bomb near a courthouse in Turkey's western city Izmir Thursday. This is VOA News.